Hey, nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor riff on how you shouldn't let the size of your nonprofit dictate the size of your fundraising goals. Let's get right into it.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Hello, podcast universe. Hello, fundraising friends and family. Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Hey, Nonprofits, Raise More Money. Steadily climbing and becoming the number one podcast for nonprofit professionals and fundraisers. I think I was going to say the nation, Jason, but I think it's the universe. So, and I mean the podcast universe.
It's the extraverse.
I want to thank everyone for rating, reviewing, downloading, and subscribing, sharing with friends, families, neighbors, loved ones, colleagues, and coworkers. Really, really appreciate y'all joining us again. We've got a really, really cool topic today, and it's a simple one, and it's don't let the size of your nonprofit dictate the size of your fundraising goals. And Jason, I want you to embellish a little bit and give us a little background on what that means.
Yeah, so what brought this on was a conversation I had with a lady, a client. We've been working with her. She works, she's a volunteer, professional volunteer, works in multiple organizations, and she reached out and said, hey, yeah, I was trying to find something. You know, I'm working on this small fundraiser, and it's small, and we're looking for something small, and everything's small. And she was kind of talking about it. And she's a wonderful person. And so she was thinking that. And so I said, hey, let's have a call. And so we were talking about it. And I just said, well, how much money are you trying to raise? Oh, they'd be really happy on this thing if it raised $5,000. Okay. And I thought that was, you know, I'm listening and thinking about it because, you know, anytime you do a fundraiser, it's a lot of effort and a lot of work. And if you just net out $5,000, now I'm also okay with saying, hey, we're going to do a fundraiser, but we're really just trying to raise awareness. I think that's also a really positive thing. But
I think that's awesome. Telling stories.
You know, and do that. But this was kind of a fun thing they're doing. And I just said, well, why don't you raise more money? She goes, well, you know, it's really small. And I said, but that doesn't mean you can't raise more money. And here's the point. It takes exactly the same effort to ask for $100 versus $50. And this they were going to do a golden ticket, and they were looking for something small. And I was like, well, what's the difference? It takes exactly the same amount of effort to sell $150 Correct. Tickets or $100 tickets.
Correct.
Same. It's exactly the same. Volume. So the thing is, if you're out asking somebody for money and you're out fundraising, whether it's sponsorships, underwriting, or anything, it takes the same effort. It does. I mean, if you're going to have a fundraiser and you're going to have people come, it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take volunteers. It's going to take hours.
Absolutely.
So why not make it worthwhile?
Yeah, make the most of it, please.
Yeah, set your sights up a little higher. Don't say, well, gosh, if we could just get $10,000 because we're a small nonprofit. Well, what if you get $100,000? And let me flip it to the other side. Okay, let me flip it the other way. So there's a small organization that we work with. The most money they'd ever raised gross was $75,000. Mm-hmm. And we got to talking. I said, well, why don't you raise more? Well, you know, it's just kind of fun. We do well, and this is really good. But, well, wait, do you think we could raise more? I said, I think you could raise a lot more. Well, how do you think we could do that? And we went through some strategy and talked about stuff. And they raised $200,000.
Yes.
So from $75,000 gross dollars to $200,000, and their net more than doubled. Same organization, you know, and all it did was go to their bottom line so they could have more impact and be more, you know, fulfill their mission.
So good.
The point is, it took exactly the same work. They didn't put 1 hour more into it. They just changed the way that they started asking, and they changed their mindset about asking. So instead of asking for a $500 sponsorship, you start asking for $1,000. Instead of $1,000, $5,000. $5,000, it's $50,000. Doesn't always mean you're going to get it, because you still have to have the people in your network.
Yeah.
But there is no difference in asking somebody for a $50 ticket, you know, for a golden ticket fundraiser, and $100. Zero. None.
Yeah. I think the only difference is fear, Jay.
Well, I think the difference is they start thinking it with their own wallet, not with other people's wallets.
Well, I was waiting to interject that because it's a common theme. It's a common theme for us. And the thing of it is, I think that impression when people are successful with their fundraising goals, which we're seeing a ton of success recently in the last, 12 months?
Yeah. 12 months. Oh, it's been incredible. I'd say the last 6 months even.
Yeah, for sure. A ton of success. And it's been really, really heartwarming to see. Obviously, we get to help with some of these events and we get to hear about a lot of them. We're students of the fundraising game and we're vessels of information and we're seeing a ton of success. So I think it's really, really easy. Hey, what's the easiest time to ask for something right after you just asked for something and got it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So goal setting and things like that are really lovely when you're achieving success. But back to the original point that we were talking about is, you know, we're constantly telling people, hey, listen, don't think about this with your checkbook, the people that you're asking for donations from. And don't think about what you heard that major donor just give the nonprofit down the street. Don't worry about it. These people have affluence. They give to multiple organizations, and don't think with your checkbook in mind. And it's very difficult. I can understand that. That's my point
about the $50 and the $100 gift, the $100.
Yeah.
You know, because they're sitting there going, ah, well, man, for me to do $100 would be a big deal.
Ah, geez, things are tight now and I'm not having coffee every day.
Or let's just say $5,000 for a table sponsorship.
Wow. What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying if they're thinking that way and they're thinking I could never give $5,000. Well, you're not asking you.
Yeah, you haven't asked. How would you know? You have no data.
Well, I'm just saying if themselves, they're thinking with their own wallet. They're thinking from self.
Oh, no, I'm agreeing.
Yeah. And so you've just got to remove that out and just remember it's not what you're spending. It's what they're spending. It's kind of like the guy that sells Porsches for a living. I doubt that he can afford to buy the Porsche that he's selling because he's selling it. Now, that doesn't mean that he's not able to access that. And it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. You just have to put yourself, remove your personal financial restrictions, thoughts, to move all that out of the way. And here's part of what happens with this. We're just a small nonprofit. I mean, I hate those words. It just makes me I just want to go, no. Stop thinking small. Because what you do is you put a restrictor on yourself. It's like you just put a ceiling on yourself and said, we're small. People say, well, how big a nonprofit are you? This is this is really good because they say, well, we're at a million or we're at 500,000. And say, well, average is 250, so you're not small. Average size of a nonprofit, the average annual revenue in a nonprofit in the United States is 250,000. I think that's what it was last time I looked, maybe 225. And that's just because there's a lot that don't, you know, they're very small, 50,000.
There's so many. Yeah.
So take that out of your lexicon. We're not a small nonprofit. We're a nonprofit.
Yep. And we're helping people.
Yeah.
Who cares how small you are if you're helping a lot of people, if you have a wide reach?
Because you're telling them, well, we're small, we're not worthy, we don't deserve it. What's your mission?
That might actually put the wrong impression in people's mind now that I think about it.
Sure.
As well.
Because
that means you're not helping a lot of people.
Well,
dollar's not going to stretch very far.
Okay. So let's just say that you're a multimillionaire and you're wanting to give away some money and you want to make sure that your money goes to someplace that has a good impact.
Yep.
And this nonprofit that's has a, you know, $300,000 annual budget, but makes a huge impact in the community because of what they do.
Yep.
What could they do with $500,000?
Or, hey, we might be small in stature because our staff is only 4 people, but we have an amazing impact on this community of, you know, 250,000. And let me explain to you why.
Yeah. And it always comes back to the mission. And we talk about this a lot. So, you know, when you're out asking for money and you're talking to talking to supporters and sponsors or potential supporters and sponsors, or you're doing anything, don't think, first of all, you're not small. Take that out of your deal. 2 things that just make me cringe. Hi, I'm Jason with, you know, and we're a small nonprofit, small 501c3 nonprofit. Take those out of your lexicon. Just don't even use those words because number one, they figured out that they're a 501c3. That really doesn't mean a whole lot to anybody. Mm-hmm. Number 2, small, that means you're not worthy. You're saying we're underfunded, we're this, we're that, poor, poor, pitiful me. That's not going to inspire anybody to give into anything. I never heard a rich person go, yeah, you know what? That poor, pitiful little company over there, I think I'll go put some money in it because I feel sorry for them.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Doesn't happen. Mm-mm. But if somebody sees you, what your impact is, and you go, you know, last year, we impacted the lives positively of 500 people.
There we go.
And if we could double our funding, we could impact 1,000 people.
Yep. See how different that is. That's easy. That's an easy change, Jay. It's funny. We use this individual. I'm not going to name her. We use this individual as an example a lot. And I mean that in the best possible way. She's a guiding light in what she does. And she has a beautiful organization that helps children. And, I remember the first time we ever met with her, Jason. You'll know who this person is.
I know exactly who it is.
She wasn't saying this. She wasn't going down that path of we're a small nonprofit. Oh, it was me. She was not doing that at all. I've never actually heard her carry that tone. And she's been on countless webinars, and we've had a bunch of conversations with her and had the opportunity to help with one of their events. Three other colleagues in the office, including her, is their staff. When we did a Zoom call with her, Jason, I'm not trying to be disparaging, she looked like she was in something, you know, a little bit bigger than a closet. You know what I mean? So she didn't have a lot of space. She's rolling up her sleeves and doing the absolute most that she can. She's very, very creative. She's an absolute rock star. And she raised at their most recent event in the spring, raised $600,000. $600,000.
And I think that's the whole point is, you know, when we started talking to her, she really didn't have that number in mind.
I don't think so. That was her stretch goal. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was so a big crazy stretch, and we pushed her to stretch, you know, and pushed her to reach. But I think that's the whole thing, you know, and it's changing. I think sometimes these small nonprofits, and you can't see me, but I'm holding my fingers up in quotes, nonprofits, I think it scares them. I think it scares them because they know that money changes everything. Size changes, you know, when you go from a company of two or three people to a company, you know, to an organization of, let's say, organization of two or three people to an organization of 10, it changes.
Yeah.
When you go from 10 to 20, it changes again.
Yep.
And maybe growth, you know, and I'm not talking about people, but I think those things make people worry. You know, if you're a service oriented, if your nonprofit is in the service industry, you know, providing services, you're going to have more people to provide those services. So that's what it is. You're raising funds so you can fund that. And so it changes everything. The dynamics change. And I think it scares some people and get out around, you know, round about it. But I think more than not, the biggest thing that holds them back is that deal. Well, we're a small nonprofit, poor, poor, pitiful us. And even though they don't say it, they're thinking it. And if you're thinking, as the great Zig Ziglar would say, everything you do out would is not going to be the same. Nobody wants to give to a martyr. Okay. I'm just going to tell you. And what I'm talking about, the martyr is the small little nonprofit that, you know, is just never has enough money, always comes up short. We're just struggling by. We're all, you know, poor, poor, pitiful me. And it's just, you know, I'm out here giving everything I've got. Well, no, then give your best effort. If it's worth that sacrifice of time, effort, then it's worth reaching out. And by just simply changing a few things in your mind and making an ask, you can raise 2-3 times the money that you thought possible.
With the same amount of effort. Back to your same amount of effort.
Yeah.
I thought that was really, really indelible.
Take that out of your lexicon. You're not a small nonprofit. You're not a small 501c3.
I think that I've heard this before. Obviously, it's not original to us, but if your dreams don't scare you a little bit, or your goals don't scare you a little bit, if you achieve them, maybe they're not lofty enough. I want to leave you with that.
That's a great point.
I've used that and I apply that in my own life, and I've seen literal dreams come true in my life just by wanting a lot of good for people around me and myself, things like that. That's healthy. I also know that people have some insecurity and some trepidation about the responsibility that comes with sustaining those goals. And I want to tell you, responsibility is a privilege. And if you end up getting to help a lot more people and get to advance your mission and you can be a guiding light for a lot of people, then you're the one that did that and you should feel really, really good about it. It never hurts to ask, that's for sure. We're available to have this conversation. Mm-hmm. We've had this conversation with many, many, many nonprofits, and we're available at any time to do so. So we make ourselves available for that. It's free of charge. It's jason@hjfundraising.com, trevor@hjfundraising.com. Reach out to us, reach out to one of us, whatever you like. And we're happy to share some time with you and go over anything, any hurdles or whatnot. We just don't want you to put those hurdles up in front of yourself. And hopefully this empowers folks to feel a little bit differently about what their goals look like for their mission and for their organization. And we just want to let you know that we're here to help. There's so much going on in the space right now. There's such an interjection of new talent also in the space. I want to actually tell people and just kind of like, you know, throw the challenge out there that if you're not going to do it, someone else will.
And that's the thing is, what do you have to lose? Nothing to lose. Nothing.
Yeah. The worst thing that's going to happen is someone's going to
They're going to tell you no.
You get power. Yeah, you can get power out
of it. I can't do 10,000 this year, but I can do 5.
There's a lot of power that came out of that ass, though, by the way. Right? Yeah. So you got that. You ripped the Band-Aid off there. Okay. No doesn't mean no forever. There's another
one. Means no right now. It's N-O right now because they don't K-N-O-W enough.
Enough. Yeah. Good call.
But the first thing you got to do, though, you've got to just stop, drop that whole, we're a small nonprofit. We're not trying to raise very much money. No, you're not. I've never seen a nonprofit that had too much money.
Good point. That's the idea. And that's what we're here for. Hey, so guys and gals, thanks so much for tuning in again. We'll catch you on the flip side. Thanks so much once again for rating, reviewing, downloading, and subscribing. We have our own goals for making this the number one podcast in the nonprofit world, and hopefully you get something out of it. So share it with a friend, share with a family member, a colleague, someone in your inner circle, and we really, really appreciate it, Jay. Thanks so much, brother. That was awesome.
Yeah, man. Hey, you too, bro. All right. We'll see you.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.